Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting second. The center fielder, Johnny Watwood. Batting third. The left fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Lou Fonseca. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bob Fothergill. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Bill Sissel. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Herb Jeffries. Batting eighth. The catcher, Benny Tate. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Pat Carraway. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Pat Carraway. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Dick Porter. Batting second. The third baseman, Willie Calm. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ed Morgan. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Johnny Hodapp. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Joe Vozmak. Batting seventh. The shortstop, George Dedor. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Sprenz. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Faye Thomas. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Faye Thomas. And now, play ball. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnny Watwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watwood hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan can't make a play. That's a base hit. Blue moves to third. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Blue scores. One out. It's 1-0, White Sox. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Watwood moves to second. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dedor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Watwood moves to third. Two outs. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a pop-up towards short. Sissel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fonseca scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill takes first base on ball four. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a pop-up towards third. Jeffries settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel hits a fly ball into left field. Vozmak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Herb Jeffries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffries hits a line drive into left field. Vozmak picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Vozmak. Jeffries moves to second. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate hits a ball on the ground towards third. Calm fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pat Carraway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caraway hits a line drive into left field. Vosmek picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Vosmek. Jeffries scores. Caraway moves to third. It's 2-0, White Sox. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan fields the ball and throws to Thomas covering. Safe. Caraway scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, White Sox. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Blue. The throw from Sprints and he is out, dead or applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Vosmek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek hits a pop-up towards first. Blue settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Detour is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Detour hits a line drive into left field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Hodapp moves to third. Joe Sprints is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sprints hits a fly ball into right field. Father Gill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hodapp scores. Detour moves to third. Two outs. It's 3-1, White Sox. Faye Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Whatwood hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Com settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Reynolds takes first base on ball 4. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0-for-1 in the game. Fonseca hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Reynolds. The throw from Sprints and he is safe. Reynolds steals second. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0-for-1 in the game. Fothergill hits a line drive into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-1 in the game. Porter hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Tate. Porter moves to second. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-1 in the game. Com hits a fly ball into center field. Whatwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Averill hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Jeffries settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-1 in the game. Morgan hits a pop-up into right field for a base hit. Porter scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-2, White Sox. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoedap is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hoedap hits a fly ball into center field. Watwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0-for-1 in the game. Sissel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Herb Jeffries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffries is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Jeffries hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 0-for-1 in the game. Tate hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Carraway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carraway is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Carraway hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Vosmek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek is 0-for-1 in the game. Vosmek hits a fly ball into center field. Watwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Detour is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Detour is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Detour takes first base on ball 4. Joe Sprins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Detour. The throw from Tate and he is out, Sissel applying the tag. Two outs. Joe Sprins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sprins is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Sprins hits a fly ball into center field. Watwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Blue hits a pop-up towards first. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Watwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watwood is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Watwood hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Reynolds hits a pop-up towards third. Com settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Faye Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Porter hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Jeffries settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-2 in the game. Com hits a fly ball into right field. Father Gill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Averill strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0-for-2 in the game. Fonseca hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0 for 2 in the game. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0 for 2 in the game. Sissel hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Herb Jeffries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffries is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Jeffries hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hodapp hits a fly ball into center field. Whatwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Vosmek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek is 0 for 2 in the game. Vosmek hits a fly ball into center field. Whatwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 0 for 2 in the game. Tate hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pat Caraway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caraway is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Caraway hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sprint settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Blue takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Whatwood hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. George Detour is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Detour is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Detour hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Detour for the out. One out. Joe Sprins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sprins is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Sprins hits a pop-up towards short. Sissel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Faye Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Thomas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Reynolds hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0 for 3 in the game. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0 for 3 in the game. Fothergill hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sprint settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sissel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dedower fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Mel Simons now playing left field. Carl Reynolds now playing right field. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Porter hits a fly ball into center field. Whatwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-3 in the game. Com hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Averill hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fonseca settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Herb Jeffries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffries is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Jeffries hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 0-for-3 in the game. Tate hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pat Carraway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carraway is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Carraway bunts towards the mound. Thomas fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Blue hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Porter throws the ball into Dedower, who tags Blue trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Carraway moves to third. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Morgan strikes out. One out. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hodapp hits a line drive towards first. Blue reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0-for-3 in the game. Vosmick hits a pop-up towards short. Sissel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 3, and Cleveland Indians, 2. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.